This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. A Senate hearing this week dealt with government contracts, not the Pentagon or even bankrupt auto companies, but Alaska Native corporations. Many of these corporations are classified as small businesses and disadvantaged businesses. That allows them some preference in getting government contracts. These corporations were established by Congress to foster economic development in Alaska. The money they make is distributed to Alaska Natives. Many of the companies have been financially successful. Some critics say that the Alaska Native corporations have become too large and too profitable to need the special status that helps them win government contracts. We're going to get two perspectives on the issue. First, Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri, and then we'll hear from Sarah Lukien, Executive Director of the Native American Contractors Association. Senator McCaskill, who chairs the Senate Subcommittee on Contracting Oversight, joins us now. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And give us some numbers, if you could, Senator. How much money are these corporations actually getting from the federal government?
They are getting literally hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And the issue is, should there be a separate carve-out just for them that allows them to get any sole source contract, no matter how large, to be considered a small business, no matter how big they are, and to allow them to continue in this program when most small businesses, in fact, all other small businesses, have to graduate from the program after a certain period of time or a certain amount of contracting. And the problem is, too many government agencies take the shortcut and don't do competitive bidding, because under the law, all they have to do is go with an Alaska Native corporation. And that's my concern, is the taxpayer getting value in this contracting process.
I'll bet you have one or two examples of abuse as you see it that you might want to give us.
We have tried to not specifically go after individual corporations. Let me just tell you generally that only 5% of the people, 45,000 people, are employed by these corporations, and only 5% of them are Alaska Natives. The vast majority of the contracting work they do is not in Alaska. It's in Virginia. It's in Army bases around the country. Mm-hmm. They have created literally hundreds of subsidiaries, and they are subcontracting with companies that will be familiar to many of your NPR listeners: Blackwater, Wackenhut, mm-hmm. Corvus.
But let me be clear on this. Are there any companies, to your knowledge, that are breaking the law when they make that kind of an arrangement?
Absolutely not. The issue here is that this is legal. Mm-hmm. And the issue is, why and should it be?
Do you have any strong feelings on how you'd like to see the law to change?
If you're netting $20 billion a year, is that big enough to no longer get sole source contracts without a bid? $10 billion? What is the limit? And I think we need to look at that. I think we also need to look at whether or not we could just maybe provide, as a preliminary step, competition among the Indian tribes for non-compete contracts. So at least we have some assurance that somebody is checking the other guy's prices. That's what this is about for me.
Claire McCaskill, Senator from Missouri, is chair of the Senate Subcommittee on Contracting Oversight. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
We'll go now to Sarah Lukien. She's executive director of the Native American Contractors Association. She testified at this week's hearing in support of Alaska Native corporations. She joins us by phone from her home in McLean, Virginia. Ms. Lukien, thanks very much for being with us.
Kriana, thank you for having me today.
At Senate hearings this week, Senator McCaskill said that subcontractors have wound up getting an awful lot of government funds for the program, and a lot of these subcontractors are not Native companies. Is that true?
Native corporations, tribes, and Native Hawaiian organizations, all of whom qualify under the tribal participation part of the 8A program, are no different from any other federal contractor in the use of subcontractors to compete for and meet the needs of a particular contract. So do Native enterprises use subcontractors? Absolutely, just like everybody else. So for Senator McCaskill to make it sound like this is somehow strange or unusual is unfounded.
And when she says that only 5% of the 45,000 people employed by Alaska Native corporations are Alaska Natives, and that a lot of the work they do isn't even in Alaska, is that true?
Yes, it is true. But I would couch that with a couple of statements. Mm-hmm. One, the goal of Alaska Native corporations is to absolutely hire as many of our Native people as want to work for our corporations. So certainly a lot of the focus of Alaska Native corporations is mentoring, providing scholarships and training, getting our kids to go to college. Mm-hmm. Understand that Alaska Native people are really just experiencing the first generation of college graduates, like myself. Do we hire local qualified individuals in the communities where we work throughout the lower 48? Absolutely. Why? Because that's just good business.
It strikes me, just sitting here going between the two interviews, that there's a fundamental misunderstanding, that one side insists that part of Alaska Native Corporation should be to employ a maximum number of Alaska Natives, whereas you seem to be saying the job of the Alaska Native Corporations is to make as much money as possible and then distribute that through various programs. And the people they employ to make that money is almost immaterial.
I would say that Alaska Native Corporations are responsible for providing benefits to all of their people in perpetuity and absolutely support the hire of our own Native people. But this presumption that we should only hire Native shareholders is absolutely ridiculous, because from an Alaska Native perspective, if our people don't want to work for our village corporation but instead want to become a preschool teacher or a nurse, that's extraordinary for us. That's a success. Whether they're working for their village or regional corporation, or they're out working for another industry and increasing their quality of life and their family's quality of life, that's a success.
Sarah Lukien, Executive Director of the Native American Contractors Association, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.